it's tough, so then you're not going to get to the kingdom of heaven. And therefore, until the 1670s, there still were pockets of belief in Shabbosai Tzvi throughout the Jewish world. But most of the Jewish world had given up on him. Most of them had completely seen through the charade, and now were forced to deal with the debacle that had come upon them. There are a number of results of this event that I want to point out to you and that are basic to all future Jewish history. Number one, the war over the public study and belief in Kabbalah would now become very intense. Shabbosai Tzvi could not have been successful had it not been for the public atmosphere of the acceptance of Kabbalah that was generated at the time of the Ari and later generations. Because in a world that was not supernatural, he could not have maintained the loyalty that he did. In a world that was only supernatural, well, so then he fitted in. Then somehow his insanity also made sense, and he was able to sell it. And therefore we will see the struggle regarding the Hasidic movement, the struggle regarding Kabbalah generally, that even the great Kabbalists of the next generation only maintained that Kabbalah was a study for the few and for the chosen, and attempted to limit it as far as the masses were concerned. That's a direct reaction to what happened with Shabbosai Tzvi. Second consequence which has to be dealt with is that to a great extent Shabbosai Tzvi is the father of the reform movement, because he broke the back of Jewish waiting. The Jewish people, or the Jews in Western Europe, were no longer willing to wait for a miraculous redemption. They no longer believed that they would somehow survive forever, and that they only need wait until the time that the Mashiach will come. Having raised the expectations of the Messianic time to such an extent and bankrupted it, there were vast sections of the Jewish people that were no longer willing to invest their faith in a Messianic era. And therefore, as we'll see in a few weeks, that when the Reform movement came and gave a different, completely different solution to the Jewish problem, a solution not dependent upon the land of Israel, not dependent upon the Messiah, not dependent upon supernatural events, a solution that seemingly lay within the grasp of the Jewish people themselves, it proved enormously popular. And that was because Shabbosai Tzvi had bankrupted that faith. A third thing that happened as a result of the Shabbosai Tzvi debacle was that faith in the establishment, in the leaders of the Jewish religion, was seriously eroded. What we would say the strength of the Gedolim, of the great rabbis, their influence, their leadership, people found it hard to invest a great deal of trust in them, because so many of them had made such a terrible error regarding such a basic issue. And therefore, they were not willing to follow them. They were not willing to follow their opinions. And this erosion of faith in Jewish leadership is a continuous one over the last 300 years.